At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, has their fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weather Peak. But did you know they sell other automotive products as well? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, just go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. It's the way that tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hey, how are you? Welcome in. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcasts live every day from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. It's the way that tire buying should be. There's this weird thing about sports. And it goes a little something like this. You need to play with great effort, intensity. You need to try hard. But when you try too hard, oftentimes the opposite of the intended effect takes place. And I think Dan Byer, by the way, is the best golfer among us. I think he could probably attest to this. The golf analogy is probably the best, which is you get up to the tee and you want to hit it a long way. And the common thought of any human being is, well, if I swing harder, the ball will go further, right? If I swing harder, the ball will go further. That's what most people think. And there's a deal with golf. Yes, the velocity of your swing, your swing speed is at least a portion of the calculation in regards to how far the golf ball goes. But if you get out of rhythm, if your club is ahead of the shaft or behind the shaft because you're swinging so hard and it gets whippy, if you don't have the right shaft firmness for your type of swing, if your rhythm is off, and basically you swing too hard and all of us have done it, that sucker ends up way right and you're like, wait a second, I hit it, it sounded pure, I swung hard, that doesn't make sense. Happens in tennis. And I know a lot of you have transitioned or skipped over the whole tennis thing because tennis is harder than pickleball, but trust me, I've played tennis a lot. And they talk about hitting out in tennis, right? But there's a magic to it, right? What percentage of hitting as hard as you can you actually keep the tennis ball on the court? Right? Because there's this like line there. Happens in baseball. Yes, the exit velo is greater if you swing as hard as you can, but you have to load. Okay, and you have to have a certain rhythm and you want to hit it with, You're with all of your force at the very right moment, and you got to make sure that you make contact on the barrel. Hey, you have to use your legs and your hips, but if you swing too hard too soon, one, you miss it, and two, oftentimes you'll just pull it into the home team's dugout. In basketball, when you're told this team can't score, you guys can't shoot, and you try and prove somebody wrong, there's a limit there to where you try too hard. And look, it's a guy thing too. You know the guy that shows up and he walks in and instead of just that one spray of cologne, he's got three sprays of cologne. You want to know what the women think? He's trying too hard. Compensating for something. Right? The $30,000 millionaire in Dallas or in Cali that drives around with a super, super fancy souped up car because he's covering for the fact that, well, maybe his body wasn't constructed the way other men were constructed, or maybe he doesn't really have a great job at home, but he's trying to front like he does. Look, Virginia didn't belong in the NCAA tournament. I'm not one of these guys that usually says your performance in the NCAA tournament is either is validation or invalidation for your entry to the tournament. But when the numbers and such a feeling of, I love Tony Bennett, I like that program, but man, Ken Pom before the night had you at 69. When we watch you and we're like, I just don't see it. And then you play as poorly as they played last night. Everyone, even the people like myself who say, look, your performance in the tournament doesn't validate whether or not you should get in. If it did, well, look at the upsets. You know, didn't Purdue lose to FDU last year? Fairly ridiculous university, didn't they? Did that mean they didn't belong in the tournament? Of course not. They played a bad game against a team that played out of their minds. But when Virginia struggles to score all year long, when they have these long droughts all season long within their games to score the basketball, when their defense is not nearly as good as it has been regarded in the past, and then you try and compensate or overcompensate, it just got worse. Like, look, Virginia wasn't great, probably didn't belong in the tournament. I would have rather seen Indiana State. You could make a case for a whole bunch of other teams that were as or maybe more deserving, whatever. But they're not as bad as they played last night. It's the snowball effect. It's the fancy car effect. It's the golf swing effect. Where when things start going bad and you try harder and harder and harder and harder and harder and it just snowballs on you and nobody can make a shot. It is the absolute worst feeling. It's the worst. And I know that people like to say, well, Tony Bennett's teams don't score. Well, when they won the national championship, they averaged 71.5 points per game. This year, 63. And as good as they are thought to be defensively, this was not the defensive metrics told you this was not a great defensive team. And when you go 10 minutes without scoring, there's no question that that mental side to it comes into effect. Mental side to it. Like, I watched, people forget this, okay? When Villanova won their first national championship under Jay Wright, not the Raleigh Massimino 88 one, okay, the one under Jay Wright. Does anybody remember what happened in the semifinals of the Final Four? Byer, any recollection at all for what? This is not a quiz. You're not a bad person, or it's not. You know a ton of stuff, so don't feel bad. I'm asking you on the spot.
No, I don't know what you're getting at.
They played Oklahoma. They rematched with Oklahoma, who beat them badly in Hawaii in the regular season. They beat Oklahoma by 44 points in the national semifinal. Okay? 44 points. They humiliated Oklahoma. That's Buddy Hield was on that team. Right? Remember, this is the year where they played in Houston. Right? And Chris Jenkins hit the shot to win it. That was the North Carolina. That was the championship game. The semifinals was against Oklahoma. And honestly, an Oklahoma team who was a great shooting team, the exact same thing happened. Exact same thing happened. Where they got behind, they couldn't make a shot, they couldn't get a stop, and it just snowballed on them. And a great team, and this is obviously not a classically great team, but a great team was made to look like, why was Oklahoma even here? How'd they get to this game? Why would anybody talk about Oklahoma? Right? And the reason is, the reason is because Villanova took out all that angst and energy and got a lead. And as it got bad, they were trying harder and harder and harder. And there is, in fact, a mental thing with, and again, I just think the golf analogy is the best one. Sometimes trying so hard to prove somebody wrong or to make a point ends up being the exact opposite way to be successful. So that was bad last night. And, you know, look, this is how it works in the sport, which is we all want confirmation bias. If you didn't think Virginia belonged in the tournament, there's your confirmation against Colorado State. If you thought Colorado State was underseeded, there's your confirmation. The problem with it is, this is the problem, is we will make the exact opposite argument or we won't make that argument tonight. Like Boise State, they're sitting there going like, man, we're in the Mountain West. Why are we in the play-in game? If Boise gets beat, and they won't get beat as bad. If they get beat, it won't be as bad as last night. But if they get beat, no one's going to say, hey, Boise didn't belong in because they got beat. But that was a bad one. That was a, how the hell they get here? Boy, that was a mistake. Yikes. Why are they in the tournament? I look at it differently now. I look at it as the reality of the sport is that it has changed dramatically. Right? Tony Bennett, and you may not love that style. You may not want to cheer for that style. You may not want your kid to play that style. It's just different. It's almost like you have to prorate somebody's stats playing at Virginia. By the way, just so you know, Tony Bennett also coached a guy who is a pretty good offensive player. His name's Clay Thompson. You guys ever heard of Clay Thompson? He's had a decent career. He coached him at Washington State. Took Washington State to the Sweet 16. He took a dormant Virginia program and made it into a national power and a national champion. So it's not like the guy's an idiot. It's not like he forgot how to coach. This batch just wasn't that good and had these long droughts offensively. And the reality of it is, when you have a school that, while they have a gigantic endowment, believes in their academic mission as much as their athletic mission, this is what it looks like. What a bad day for the ACC as well, huh? And the Atlantic Coast Conference, if you just put it on paper, and I said this, okay, if you're just close your eyes for a second, well, not if you're driving, okay, but maybe get lost in thought for a second. I said one league has Syracuse, Duke, Carolina, Louisville, Virginia, who else? NC State, Wake Forest, Pittsburgh. Like, you're like, wait, one league? Yes. You'd be like, that's as good a basketball league as I've ever heard. And yet the league is crummy right now. Why? Well, you have a lot of either small private schools, Wake Forest, one of the smallest Division I schools. Okay. Boston College, fairly small as well. You kind of go through all of these different schools, small private, or elite academic schools. Carolina's an elite academic school. Duke's an elite academic school, also small private. Virginia, elite academic school. They have two things going against them. They don't have a depth of donors to call on to help them with football and basketball. And then they have a lot of academics who graduated, like Virginia degree is worth way more than anything we give in NIL. That's not what we're about. And then you have people at the university campus like, look, you can take transfers, but they got to get in. Many of these schools don't take online classes. They don't transfer. I don't know if you know this, if you have a college student, let alone a college student athlete, but a lot of kids don't ever step foot on campus anymore, especially athletes. So it's hard to get them a lot of the transfers. They don't have a bunch of NIL, and you don't get players that stay or 3 or 4 years. And oh yeah, by the way, when you don't have hot NIL and you have a reputation of not playing fast, it's hard to get kids, even if you recruit high-level kids, to get them to stay. So the sustainability of Virginia basketball in the future is very much in doubt if Virginia doesn't make some changes. But for last night, that was confirmation bias to any of us who thought Virginia didn't belong in. Sadly so. I do think it snowballed and looked way worse. The difference between those two teams is not 25 points. It's not, hey, they can't score 40 against them. It was just brutal. And oh yeah, by the way, in a year in which the women's game has attracted a lot of attention because of the star power that they have. Look, and we don't pay attention to the fact that the women's game, you know, you get out of those top five, top 10 teams, and it's equally horrific, equally trash. Those are two bad basketball games. And made even worse by the fact that you got Virginia, someone who won a national championship in the last 6, 7 years, looking that bad, that inept, that non-competitive with Colorado State. What is that, by the way, about, Dan, with swinging a golf club where the harder you swing, the worse it gets?
Your muscles. Yeah, everything tightens up. It's better for it to be elastic and loose. You get more of that lag. And, yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's so difficult.
It's so,
yes.
It's so frustrating, right? So frustrating.
Yeah.
Right?
And pros can obviously swing hard as well, but they are, you know, really good at it and their muscles aren't clenching up. We think swinging hard is.
Yes. Yes. And that happens in basketball, right? Lots of things spread in basketball. Selfishness spreads in basketball. Unselfishness spreads in basketball. And when dudes are missing shots, like everybody starts missing shots. It's just crazy how that stuff works. Crazy how it works.
This is the best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
I want to watch the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. And this is just a reminder. Have you signed up for our bracket challenge yet? Well, just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings heart and hustle. That's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers, make winning plays by heading on over to your local Tractor Supply store today and fill out your bracket now in the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. Visit foxsportsradio.com and you get to fill out your bracket, get rules, compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts, fellow listeners, to see who has the best bracket and win great prizes. The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge now live, and it's presented by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels. Let's get to the midway.
Stuck in the middle with you.
It's time for
Stuck in the Middle.
The Midway.
All right, so generally the way the midway works is we got like a little group text going and guys throw out ideas. And we had to temper Jay Stu today because he's not in the greatest mood. And it's because his Dodgers played at 3 a.m. and I didn't even know it was a real Major League Baseball game, Jay. I had no idea. And when you're pissed off about your favorite team that has the best player in the sport finally playing a real game for that team, I actually understand. Plus, you haven't slept the same. No one, by the way, ever wakes up at 3 o'clock and only wakes up at 3 o'clock, right? If you want to get up at 3 o'clock, you may get up at 1 o'clock, at 2 o'clock, at 2:30, at 2:15, at 2:30, right? So, but I don't think that's the midway topic I want to go with. No offense. I want to go with, let's just geek out about the NCAA tournament. Are you guys okay with that? Because there's other texts about it, and there's other different topics about it. So, Iowa Sam was just added full-time to this show. Hey, Sam, what is the element to this tournament that you want to talk about the most?
Well, if it's something that bothers me, truthfully,
does that really bother you? It'd be something you're excited about, some whatever.
Well, my Hawkeye men are not in the tournament.
Okay, so we can't talk about a team that's not playing.
Big win last night, though.
Big win in the
Knicks.
How about Drake could play Iowa State the second round? And remember, didn't the schools in Iowa used to have to play each other, and now they don't?
Yeah, they played this Hy-Vee Big Four Classic for like 5-7 years.
Yeah.
Drake playing Iowa State would be wonderful. I have Iowa State. I think they can really do some damage, but Drake is a fantastic team. The first couple of days, I'm like overstimulated.
That's good. Hyperstimulated, I think, is overstimulated, hyperstimulated.
I'm someone who's prone to overstimulation and having my head just in a million places. And there's so many games on that, like, I want to savor each one of them, and I can't. And it's like by the end of the day, I'm just mentally spent.
So
I'm watching on four screens.
Full disclosure, okay?
Multi-view on YouTube TV. My phone.
Full disclosure, okay? I get my bosses at Fox Sports Radio let me work for Westwood One throughout the tournament. I'll do it tonight. I did last night. And then the next 4 days, I get in at 8 in the morning. I walk out at about 10:15 at night. So we watch every game. This studio would actually be way better for it because you have four great big TVs. Whereas there, we have a couple big TVs, but they're like split into four boxes, whatever. But still, sure, get to watch every game. Dan, what's your favorite topic you want to discuss about the NCAA tournament?
I do think the whole deal is interesting because there are a range of emotions when that first 12:15 Eastern and out here for us in the West Coast 9:15 game tips off. I mean, those first 4 minutes, you're just like, all right, how's my bracket? Is my bracket in? Like, and tomorrow it's going to be Mississippi State and Michigan State. It'll probably be 4-2 at the first TV timeout because everybody is just so jacked and like just overexcited. And then when the games kind of start settling in, it's like, you know, you just kind of, you settle in yourself and then you kind of start soaking into the games. But I also get you're talking about your fatigue. I remember one time way back when in doing this, and on a Sunday, and this was before they stretched the Sundays out. Do you remember like when it would usually end because CBS only had the broadcast, so they had to be done by 6 Eastern or whatever? Now it's a whole day thing, but when the games finally ended, I remember I just drove to an A&W back home, and I'm like, I just need like a root beer float or something. Like this thing was 4 days of pure action.
I tweeted this yesterday, and I will do this today. Just like go outside and see the sun. Because if you're super into this, and most of us are super into this, you can't go outside. It's just like you feel like you're missing something.
100%.
Yeah, you talk about the range of emotions. I do. Yeah, look, I'm really, really thankful to Howie Dinneroff, and I get a chance. And my Fox bosses that I get to do this. But I will say that calling the tournament games, like my first tournament game was Wichita State upset Pittsburgh. Second one was Gonzaga was tied with Southern in Salt Lake City. It was 4:15 to go in the game, and Spiro Ditas and Spiro did a great job calling the game with Jim Spernarco last night. We're sitting there like grabbing each other's shoulders like, oh my God, we're going to call the first 16. We're like, because at that time, a 16 hadn't beaten a 1. You know? But there's so many moments that you're there. I called a game, Cincinnati and who was it? Cincinnati and St. Joe's, I think, where Cincinnati scored the basket as the light went on, but he dunked the basketball and held onto it just a split second too long, so it was waved off. Like, I was there, I'm like, watching this game. It was the most intense moment you can think of. So, yeah, I mean, there's so many, but it all draws me back to my dad. God rest his soul, who, I'll never forget, like, I would be sitting in class in La Vida Elementary in Orange, California, and I would get the...
Can you come to the office, please?
And what I'd do is I would check in. And remember, the game started on the West Coast back then. I don't know what it was. Probably about 9 o'clock, 9:30. And so my parents would make me go to school for like an hour. I think they thought like the state gave money, you know, for your attendance. And then I had a doctor's appointment. So then I'd go doctor's appointment. I'm like skipping down the hallway, and we would go to a sports bar. Jay Stu, help me out. You're a Southern California guy. They had it in Santa Monica. They had it in Orange County as well. Oh God, Legends Sports Bar.
Legends Sports Bar. Yeah.
We would go to Legends in Orange County. There's an Orange County one. Or we would go to there's another one called Silky Sullivan's in Fountain Valley. And I remember Silky Sullivan's because they had all the satellites, and it was the Cleveland Browns, Orange County. Group would always watch their games there on Sunday. Occasionally, we'd go watch football games there. So we'd either go to Silky Sullivan's or we'd go to Legend Sports Bar on Friday. And then, by the way, I would have an appointment on Thursday. And then Friday, I'd come back to school and I'd sit there for an hour. And then,
Don Gottlieb, can you come to the office?
And then I'd have another doctor's appointment. Amazing how it worked. And my dad would take me and we'd go watch the games. Jay Stu, what do you want to get into with this tournament? Can you not hear me?
I can't have two conversations at once over here.
Sorry about that.
The sound is in from Vito.
I got that. Yeah, I'm up there now. Okay.
You know who I'm pulling for in this tournament? The old guys. The old heads. The guys that have been there like since I started in this business. Mark Few. The 5 seed in the Midwest. And the crazy thing about sports is this. When guys have teams that should win it, they typically don't. And when guys have teams that shouldn't win it, they typically do. We've seen many examples over the years. I remember saying this after the Cardinals won in 06, I want to say. La Russa was pounding at the door for many years, and he won with a very below-average team. I think Mark Few could surprise some people. He might even have his best run in this tournament. And that means what? National championship. And then I'm rooting for Calipari as well. Another old head, another guy that's being counted out in this tournament. I pull for these two dudes because they've been around a long, they stayed at their program. And I pull for guys that do that. And I guess this is my way of saying that I like old guys that have been at the job a long time. Make sense?
Yeah, I totally agree. By the way, in 06 when they won it, you're talking about? That's good. That's a good call. Good pull. I was thinking of in 2011 when they won it. That was as emotional. I remember game 6 down to the last strike twice in the same. But 06 is a good pull.
The Midway.
So, Byer, are you working tomorrow?
Yeah, for you.
So you're sitting here. Will you guys get wings? What will you guys be doing?
Wings probably tomorrow, I'd say, and Friday probably pizza.
Great pizza right here. And then when you go home, so you're done, and then you get the whole afternoon, I guess you'll listen to me for like the 30 minutes between now and home, and then you get home, and then you go in the front door, and then you kiss your, you see your kid, you kiss your kid, and then you turn on the games again?
I will sure. have, yeah, or I'll bring it up on my phone and listen into the car, you know, that
Well, you
way.
Also, you got the app, like if you haven't downloaded the March Madness app, it's really good. You can watch the games on it. I have this thing, here's like a cool one. You know what? I'll send you guys the link. It's a direct feed. So I got the direct feed, so it's actually like 10 seconds ahead of everybody else.
It's, oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's and you can do the four. You can do the four box as well if you want on it. It's kind of cool. I'm not. It's there's a couple Ooh. Things that are really cool about working for the tournament for covering the tournament. That's one of them. Is you get this direct feed link, and as long as you got decent connection, you can watch all the games, and it's in more than real time.
Ooh,
yeah. So you can be ahead of it on Twitter. By the way, Beyer had one of the great tweets of the night last night. Would you care to share? Is that after Virginia lost? Or it was while Virginia was losing,
yeah.
wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, because Clemson was suing ACC, we found out earlier in the day. And I said that the ACC should sue Virginia for what they were doing last night in Dayton. Ah, tough one.
You know what's weird about, I'm going to go back to what Jay Stu said, which is a good one, which is like, there's guys that you really like. Like, Mark Few is an awesome guy. And then you see him like on the 12-5 line, and you know everybody's going to pick the 12 seed because the 12 seed,
yes.
got to pick the 12 seed. And then inevitably, you know, guys lose. I'll tell you my bet. I have a Mark Few story I'll tell you off air. It's not dirty. It's just a little bit too personal to share on air. But here's another one. There was one year they were one of the favorites to win it, and they played Texas Tech. Bob Knight was the coach, and they lost to Texas Tech. Texas Tech came back late and beat them. It was the Andre Emmett year. Andre Emmett passed away. God rest his soul, right? And I remember being so distraught, not because I had picked Gonzaga to go far, but because personally I like Tommy's awesome. And, you know, we're going to get a chance to see a former Gonzaga assistant at the time coach for coach on both sides of Boise State and Colorado. I'll explain that in a little bit. But they lost to Texas Tech. And you like to, you don't want to send a guy a text right afterwards or call right afterwards. Like, it's so emotional. So you wait like a day. So I remember waiting like a day, maybe even 2 days, and I called him. And I was like, hey, man, how are you? You okay? And all I could hear was water running in the background. And I was like, did he call me from a bathtub? What is, like, I heard water sloshing around, right? Is he in a pool? He's like, yeah, it stinks. It's terrible. I should have done this. I should have done that. It was fly fishing.
Babbling Brook.
He was literally fly fishing. Like, I was like, that's who I want to be when I grow up. I want to be somebody who has the balance of going like, hey, you know what? It was tough. It sucked. Let me get away. Let me take my boys. Let me go throw the reel in the water. Here's my question to you, Iowa Sam. I'm trying to think. Are there any positive, I mean, outside of Ali Farouk-Manesh, who, by the way, is an assistant with Colorado State, what are the state of Iowa great moments recently in the NCAA tournament? Like, you're not that old. So, you know what I mean? Like, Fran hasn't really had a run there. I think he had
he has
one.
Not had a run.
No.
He's never been past the round of 32.
Right. Iowa State.
Otzelberger had a Sweet 16 in, I believe, his first year.
Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
Paul Jesperson, half court, down goes Texas, UNI.
Yep, that was a good moment.
Yep. Was that the comeback one? And then they collapsed.
To Texas A&M.
Then they collapsed against A&M the next game, right?
Collapse.
Yes.
I watched that one. I was doing the Salt Lake. That was my first year. I was doing the Salt Lake. I think Salt Lake, that must have been 2013.
I thought it was 2016.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So that was in Spokane. And I was doing the tournament, and in between days, you don't really have time to watch the games because you get to interview the players. It's actually really, really cool. Like, I'll give you a great moment. Sorry, anyway. Is there any good Iowa moments?
That about sums it up. Drake's won a few games here and there.
I called Harvard's first NCAA, both their NCAA tournament wins. I called the one, they beat New Mexico and Steve Alford. And Laurent Rivard was a big player in it. But here's the coolest thing. The day between the first and the second round, you get like an hour and a half with the teams, and there's no other media. And so you go and they practice for an hour, and then you get like time with them. And first they bring in the coach, and then they bring in the players. And I had a little beef with, I'll actually share that with you upcoming next. I had a little beef with Tommy Amaker. I'm not with Tommy Amaker, with this monitor guy from the Ivy League. And then the Harvard players came in. And they all were multilingual. They were all way smarter than all of us. It was like the most wonderful conversation I've ever had with, I'm like, holy crap, this is so cool. So anyway, that's my Harvard. But calling, and I had my producer had graduated from Harvard calling the Harvard game, which was a little hard because, you know, how do you know somebody went to Harvard? You know the answer. Iowa Sam, do you know the answer? How someone went to Harvard?
Because they'll tell you.
They will tell you, right? They will tell you. Sorry. Harvard. Or they're wearing something that says Harvard.
Harvard. Old money.
And that's the Midway.
The Midway.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. That's the Midway. We hope you have a great day enjoying the tournament. And make sure you head on over to foxsportsradio.com and you download your brackets. Visit foxsportsradio.com, fill out your bracket, compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts and fellow listeners. See who has the best bracket.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Fill out your tourney brackets now. The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. Visit foxsportsradio.com now to register. Fill out your brackets and get rules. Compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts and fellow listeners to see who has the best bracket. The winning bracket wins the ultimate college sports trip for you and a friend with a $2,000 Graduate Hotels gift card, a $1,500 travel credit, and a basketball swag bag. The FoxSportsRadio.com Bracket Challenge is now live and presented by Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay, and by Tractor Supply. We'll get to Jared Smith in a moment after we get an update from Dan. I did want to play this for you. Oh, maybe not. Yeah, hold on. Give me 1 second. Did you guys hear what Tom Izzo had to say? So, Tom Izzo. Do I need to, like, give the who Tom Izzo is? This is a real question. What percentage of people don't know who Tom Izzo is? It's a real question. What percentage of people don't know who Tom Izzo is?
I mean, my overall answer would just be never assume.
Never assume?
Like in general or in like our sports world?
Listening to my radio show.
I would say 95% no.
It's good.
Sam, you agree with that?
Listening to your show,
yes.
Let's say for the last 5 to 7 years... 95.
No, you can't do 5 to 7 years.
Okay,
I'm just saying, like, somebody. No.
Right now. Today.
Yes.
Right now.
Somebody turns on the radio, and they hop in their car and like Fox Sports Radio.
I'm going to say 97%. And 3% don't know who Tom Izzo is.
Okay, Jay Stu said what we're always taught in radio, which is never assume. Okay, I actually think the percentage might be lower than you think.
I think that people who listen to sports talk radio like and love sports, so they know sports. So there's an implied knowledge to go against assumption.
But like, again, I've done this before where I've been at a party, and I know that people are full of it, you know? But they'll go like, man, I love sports. Oh, really? What's your favorite sport? College basketball. And this what happened when I was like working at CBS doing Selection Sunday. Yeah, man, I love college football. I love it. Love the NCAA Tournament Final Four. I love everything about it. What do you do? Like, excuse me? I don't know if there's as much awareness. But he had this to say, Tom Izzo, head coach of Michigan State, legendary Hall of Fame head coach, national champion, six Final Fours? He had this to say about how he would improve the NCAA tournament.
SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey has hinted recently pretty strongly about the idea of maybe more opportunities for power league teams, possibly at the expense of the one bid leagues. What do you think about that? And I guess in general, just about football's potential impact on this tournament.
Well, I'm a Division II guy, you know, so I'm always looking for the little guys, and maybe that would be a reason to expand. I just think what's happening now, everybody likes the upsets in the first weekend, but I'm not sure moving on that's what's best for the game. I think it's got to be looked at seriously. There's a great, great game here, and I don't want it to be damaged. I do worry about it. I'm on every committee I could be on to try to help solve that, and I would love to talk to him and our commissioner. I know they've been talking a lot. I just don't know what the answers are.
Yeah, he didn't really give a strong take, but he was just like, do we really want the upsets? And this is a real thing. It's like everyone says they want the upsets, but they don't watch when those teams advance. Oh, I love the Florida Atlantic story. Did you watch the Final Four last year? Well, I didn't know anybody on the teams. I do think the one thing that changes now is even in the big teams, people don't know who's playing. So so you really are chasing laundry. I'm gonna just say this one last time. Nobody knows who these players are. They've never truly known who they are, but especially now so. And the comical thing about NIL, name, image, and likeness, is it has nothing to do with their name, image, likeness because they don't truly have a ton of value. And the easiest way is, again, the schools rate, the players don't. Duke plays, Kentucky plays, people watch. Kansas plays, people watch. Doesn't actually matter that much who plays for them. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Let's welcome in Jared Smith, our Fox Sports Radio betting analyst. He joins us on the program. Jared, let's start with some picks. Let's start with tonight. Okay. You got first four. Any interest in either of the two games betting-wise?
Well, I'll tell you what. The most interesting thing about the Colorado-Boise State matchup, which obviously will be the more intriguing of the two matchups, unless you really like those 16 seeds going at it, which, let's be honest, that can be pretty fun too. But certainly teams that can, you know, make a run later in the week, I would put both of those teams in that category. And the Leon Rice-Tad Boyle connection, Doug, is very interesting. That was the first thing I noticed in that interview right after Boise State got selected. You heard Leon Rice say, yeah, I was surprised that we were in this game. And then I looked at our opponent, and I said, oh, man, Tad Boyle. So these guys have been friends for years, and they talk about each other's teams very intimately multiple times per week. Familiarity breeds consent sometimes. So I'd be interested to see how both teams come out. They both know each other's personnel probably better than any other opposing coach maybe in the country outside of the teams that play in both of those conferences. So I think Boise State defensively, right, they've been to this spot. This is the third straight year they've been in the tournament with pretty much the same group, haven't been able to get over the hump yet. We're seeing the market now get out to 3, 3.5. I think at that point I'll take the underdog with Boise State, but Colorado, high-level talent, high-level players. If they play their game, I think they certainly have the talent to get past this.
I actually really agree with you. Really agree with you on that. I think what we have a tendency to do is we have a tendency to go conference, 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 then it comes down to teams more than conference. But we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Boise has been there before with Leon. Going back to when they lost to Dayton in Dayton, crazy game in the first four. Let's get to some of your picks here. Games you like. I love this one. Oakland taking on Kentucky. Okay. And you got an Oakland coach, and Greg Campy has been there forever. And he's like, hey, we got a chance. A Kentucky team that explosive offensively, not much in terms of defense. Who do you like?
Yeah, I think Oakland's live here, Doug. I really do. And this Oakland team's better than you expect. So the Horizon League's not very good. But this Oakland team really challenged themselves. They actually have the 15th toughest non-conference strength of schedule this year. Played at Ohio State, at Illinois, lost to Drake on a neutral, won at Xavier, played at Michigan State, played at Dayton. Now, they lost most of those games. The only win was the one at Xavier. But, again, certainly not afraid of the moment. And if you want to ask me teams that fit the profile of making a run in March, the Cinderella-type teams, well, I want them to play a slow tempo. Most of the teams that advanced, like Princeton last year, they play slow. They can defend. Now, don't get me wrong. Kentucky is explosive. If the Wildcats are making threes, I won't even go down the list of players that they have that are just more athletic, more explosive than this Oakland team. But, man, the SEC, I just don't trust the SEC. It's the highest percentage of blowouts in any conference this year. It's a very volatile league. I think the key to winning in March is to stay consistent, and that's not how I view the SEC. So I think Oakland getting a ton of points in this game. I think Oakland plus the points is the way I would play it and absolutely bet the money line as well.
Oakland plus the points. All right, Texas Tech taking on NC State. This is a Texas Tech team that at home has been outstanding in the Big 12. On the road, not so much. An NC State team that I don't think they underachieved. They just weren't very good all season long. Of course, they get it going. They hit a shot to force overtime against Virginia, and then they go on to win the ACC, including beating North Carolina in order to do so. Texas Tech's a 4.5-point favorite. The total's 145.5. Who do you like?
Yeah, the Wolfpack were unconscious last week. I mean, it could be the UConn effect where in 2014, right, they went absolutely bananas and then ripped through the tournament as well. But I don't see that. Like, that was the most outlier season, perhaps, in the history of college basketball. I think it's tough to ask this NC State team, which does not play any defense, to be able to defend over not only the stretch of this game, but, you know, continue to advance in the NCAA tournament later on. I think Texas Tech maybe a little bit undervalued, ran into a very hot Houston team in the Big 12 tournament, but they're very balanced. I like the Nevada transfer, Darian Williams, but he injured his ankle in that Big 12 quarterfinal game. Didn't play against Houston in the semis. He is expected to play in this game. I think if he's able to go, I really like this Texas Tech defense. I trust the head coach, Grant McCaslin, has done a great job. Remember, they won the NIT with North Texas last year. NC State's got the DJs, right? Horn, Burns, those guys can fill it up, but I don't know how much they have left in the tank after the five-day stretch. And here's the kicker. If you want one trend to back in the NCAA tournament, teams entering the tournament off a loss of 20-plus are 23-10 ATS in that opening game. Texas Tech, of course, got blown out by Houston. Now we get a bounce back, a buy low spot. That trend fits the market vibes I like to bet on, Doug, right? Buy low, sell high. Teams coming off a big loss tend to do well in that first tourney game.
Jared Smith joining us, our Fox Sports Radio lead betting analyst. Of course, we're getting you ready for tomorrow's first round games in the NCAA tournament. Houston's taking on Longwood. This one interesting in terms of Houston because Griff Aldrich, well, used to live in Houston, was a lawyer in Houston, an AAU coach in Houston, and he's taking on a Houston team that, well, they got thumped in the Big 12 championship game. A Houston team, though, that plays kind of dynamic defense, sometimes can struggle to score offensively. Very good with Jamal Shedd at their point guard position. Longwood didn't win their league, but did beat the league champion twice, including beating High Point at High Point in the semifinals to go on to win the Big South championship. The line is 24, and the total is 128. Who do you like?
Yeah, what a run by Longwood. I mean, and I had money on Asheville to win that tournament, and I thought for sure once they beat High Point and it was UNC Asheville against Longwood in the final with Asheville as a favorite and Drew Pember, I thought I was good. But this Longwood team had other ideas. Michael Christmas, right? He was the star in that game. Kind of had the series of his life in that tournament, 43% from deep. So that's the guy that Houston's going to key on defensively. But let's be honest, this is a game, and I'm calling this an act of Congress game. I think that's what it would take for Longwood to spring the upset here. Houston, they just do so much defensively. And again, that trend we talked about with Texas Tech, teams coming off a loss of 20 plus. they tend to be a little bit undervalued in the tournament. And I know you're saying, well, they're 24-point favorites. How can they be undervalued? If they played this game a week or two ago before the Lancers had that crazy run and before Houston's blowout loss, it probably is 30. So I just think Houston is probably a hair too light here. I would absolutely lay the point. I think first half is also a fantastic bet. They need guys like Cryer and Sharp to knock down shots, right? This Houston team still has that issue offensively. Late games, can Jamal Shedd be the guy? Well, he was the Big 12 player and defensive player of the year, so I certainly hope he can be the guy. But I think that's more later on in the tournament. They'll be fine in this game, and I think they get off to a fast start. Houston covers.
All right. I like that. Get off to a fast start, and Houston covers the 24-point line. I got two more for you. Clemson is a dog, right? A dog against New Mexico. Now, Clemson's a 6 seed. New Mexico's an 11 seed. I don't remember a 6 ever being an underdog against 11 before. Do you?
Yeah, actually, it did happen a couple years ago. Remember, Colorado State was a 6 seed underdog to Michigan, and that Dickinson, Eli Brooks, Michigan team. Michigan won that game. In fact, the trend says the underdog doesn't do well in this spot. The 6 seed underdog doesn't do well against the 11 seed New Mexico. But again, we get another one of these spots where Clemson's coming off a 21-point blowout, hellacious blowout to Boston College. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, Texas Tech lost to Houston, and Houston lost to Iowa State, so it's fair to bet on those teams coming off of bad losses against good teams. Clemson, I think, of this trend that I like coming off the blowout, I think this is the one that I like the least because it conflicts with the 11 seed favorite trend that is pretty reliable. But I'll say this, New Mexico has not been reliable this year defensively. They had that crazy run in the Mountain West tournament to get to this game, and I just don't necessarily like backing teams that scare me defensively that are coming off of a really great run that now have to raise that level again. Now, don't get me wrong, the Lobos have all the talent. Donovan Dent, second team all-conference, Toppin, co-freshman of the year. House, we know, is fantastic. They've got Amzo coming off the bench, who is the sixth man of the year in the conference. So the talent is certainly there with the Lobos. But listen, Clemson's got a couple guys as well. I mean, P.J. Hill is first team all-ACC, and I think Scheiflin's the most improved player in the conference. So I think the value here lies with Clemson getting the points as the ACC team. But don't get me wrong, New Mexico can light it up at any moment.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. That's Jared Smith, our lead betting analyst here at Fox Sports Radio. Let's get one more in here. Morehead State taking on Illinois. Now, full disclosure, I've seen Illinois a bunch, several times in person, including throughout their entire run to win the Big Ten tournament. Really like this team. The good things, Marcus Damask, awesome. Terrence Shannon, even more awesome, like just a ridiculous player of the year type of player. The downside, they don't have a point guard. And they only have one big, no real rim protection with Dane Danger. They take on Morehead State, who's a 14 seed. The line is 11.5, and the total's 147.5.
Man, this Morehead State team's tough, Doug. 24th toughest non-conference schedule. They played at Purdue, at Bama, at Penn State, at Indiana. And, they lost those games. But they're not afraid of the moment. And that's the psychological thing that we have to handicap here. The talent is incredible. If you just stack these teams up on paper, Illinois is more talented by a million. They should win this game 999 times out of 1,000. But you know just as well as me, in the NCAA tournament, that outlier situation rears its ugly head if you're not ready for the moment. And I'll be honest, if Riley Minnix plays well in this game, this is one of my favorite stories in all of college basketball this year. This dude was playing for an NAIA team last year in Lakeland, Florida. He's the OVC player of the year. 6 nationally, 18 double-doubles. They've got some shooters. Khalil Thomas led the OVC in three-point percentage, almost 44%. Lathan, the Milwaukee transfer first team all-conference as well. So again, I have a team that's balanced on both sides. They run a slow tempo. They've played tough competition this year. And they get to face an Illinois team that just ran through the Big Ten tournament, played probably one of their best games offensively the whole year against Wisconsin in the final. And now they have to play this kind of gritty, tough Morehead State team. I think I'm taking points here. Absolutely sprinkle the money line. I think Morehead State's a little undervalued here.
He's Jared Smith. He's our Fox Sports Radio lead betting analyst. Jared, you're the best. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good luck, everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help,
Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.